I would like for you to turn, please, in your Bible to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to read beginning with verse 24. That's Matthew chapter 7. We're going to begin with verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Bear with me, and I hope you'll not be irritated by listening to the voice. Try, please, to hear the message that we're bringing. Now back to our scripture in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Here in this chapter, we have a number of comparisons. This is the last of the comparisons in the chapter, and it's the one that we would like to take up today. The parable for the Lord Jesus Christ did speak in parables to those who listened to him deliver the message of the truth. It has been called the parable of the two houses, or the parable of the two foundations, or what have you. But we want to point out several things today that I believe will be of interest to you, and I certainly hope that if you're not absolutely 100% sure that you are a born-again Christian, that you will listen very attentively and very closely today to the message. Now let's notice the parable that's before us. A parable of the building of a house. He said, those who hear these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Then he goes on to say that the test came for that house. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And of course, whenever the other house was beat upon, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. It was built upon the sand. Now, the main thing that we need to see here in these scriptures is something that I think needs to be repeated over and over again. And it makes no difference how much criticism I receive, how many letters I receive from those who listen, rebuking me for making the statement. We must see, as we read this and all other salvation-related passages in the Bible, that salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not come through the work of man's hands. Now, that's the two things that I want you to see very basically here in this scripture. Number one, this man who built the house had a choice of foundation. And then I want you to notice that he had a choice of material with which to build after he built that foundation. We're going elsewhere in the scripture to get that, but right here we find a man building a house, and one man built on the rock, the other man built on the sand. Now, this has to do with salvation. It has to do with, more than anything else, the foundation upon which a man builds. You see, you are building every day. I am building. Every day of my life, I am building a structure. I am adding works upon top of works. Sometimes good works, sometimes bad works. Sometimes works that are in between. But I am still building. And day by day, I am building a life. I'm going to one day stand before God and give an account for that life. One of these days, I'm going to stand before God because my deeds are being recorded. The kind of house that I build, I'm going to give an account to God for. But the emphasis here, my dear friend, is simply this, the foundation. The emphasis in this scripture is not on the house. The emphasis is upon the foundation. For there is no mention at all as to what kind of house is built in these scriptures. There is no mention at all as to whether the house was brick or whether the house was stone or whether the house was wood, or whether the house was hay, or whether the house was stubble. There's no mention at all of the nature of the material that goes into the house. What is emphasized here is the foundation upon which that house is built. Now, this, of course, is basic. This is most important. If you want your house to stand at the judgment, it will have to be built upon the proper foundation. Now, we have two foundations recorded here, and the man had a choice. The first man had a choice as to which of these two foundations he would build his house upon. Here was the rock, and here was the sand. The second man had the same choice. No question about that. He could have built his house on the rock just as well as the first man. And he had a choice of foundations. So the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the foundation. In the book of Acts, it says, "Neither is there any other in the name of Christ whereby we must be saved?" And the fact is very plain that Christ is the foundation. He is the foundation stone upon which we should build our house. So if the foundation is not right, there can be no hopes for the building to stand. So we have then the choice of foundations. The first man chose to build upon Christ. He is the rock. He is the solid foundation. Now the foundation, whenever that foundation is Christ, does not waver. It cannot waver because Christ is the eternal stone, the eternal rock foundation. Christ is the rock in the wilderness, the Bible says. The Lord Jesus Christ is that living stone that is mentioned in the Bible, upon which men can depend, upon which men can build. You see, when we build our salvation upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're on the solid foundation. Then, of course, if you do not choose to do that, then you must build your foundation on something else. And that's what many folks are doing today. And this, I say, is the dividing line. This, I say, is the area of criteria. This is the area whether a person can go wrong or whether a person goes right. It is, what are you building your house upon? Not what kind of house are you building that determines whether you go to heaven or hell. Not what kind of house are you building that determines if you're eternally saved or if you're eternally lost, but the kind of foundation upon which you build determines your eternal destiny, whether or not your house will stand. Makes no difference what the house is. If the foundation is right, then these scriptures seem to imply that the house will stand. For there is no mention of the building material, just the mention of the foundation. So the first man built his house upon the rock. Then when the test came, the winds blew, the floods came, the house stood because it was built upon the rock. It says so right here in verse 25. The house fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now that's the reason it did not fall. Not because it was a good house, not because it was a fine house, not because it was a big house, not because it was a strong house, not because it was well put together, but it stood because it was founded upon a rock. Now, whenever a person puts their confidence, their faith, their entire hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, then there is no question but what that house will stand. Now, of course, there are others who have tried to build upon the sand. That, of course, is building upon the philosophies of men, building upon the ideas that men can propagate, the religions that men invent, and try to extract from the pages of the Bible to convince people that through the years, the plain, old, simple gospel of salvation by grace through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ is wrong and false. So whenever you build upon anything except Jesus Christ, the solid rock, your house cannot stand, however strong, however wonderful, however good it may be. There are those who have used the sand, love, A lot of people are trying to build on love today. They're saying, oh, all you must do is love one another. And certainly the world does need more love. I won't argue with that. The world does need more love. And yet there are those who are trying to build their entire redemption upon loving one another. Well, that just will not work. Of course, God is love and Christ is love. And if it's that love you built upon, fine. But if it's just a sick, sentimental love, if it's just the desire to be favorable and to find favor with men, that kind of love will not bring salvation. It is not the proper foundation. All right, now, if you will, look at another thing that is used today to build upon, which remains to be sand, and that is works. The labor that men can do, religious labor now we're talking about working in church, teaching in the Sunday school, knocking upon doors, trying to propagate some religion, or doing kind, good, generous deeds in the name of religion. All of these works will never, never keep the house up, because it is a foundation of sand that will surely crumble when the test comes. There is hope. Many are just building upon hope today. They're just hoping that everything is going to work out. Then there are those that are building upon religion today. There are those that are building upon religion. And my, I tell you, what a terrible thing to build upon religion. Religion can be a very dangerous thing. Oh, yes, it can. Religion can be a very dangerous thing. The Bible uses the word religion very scarcely. Only in two occasions does the Bible use the word religion in a good sense. And one of those, he says, pure religion and undefiled is that you visit the fatherless and the widows and that kind of thing. But most of the time, whenever the word religion is used, it has reference to false religion. But wouldn't you be surprised at the people, and maybe you wouldn't be, maybe you've talked with folks as I have, at the people who are depending upon religion. Two men yesterday, when they found out that I was a minister of the gospel, that's two men in public, they found out that I was a preacher of the gospel, that I was a minister of the Word of God. Both of them asked me the same question immediately. They asked me, what denomination are you? Now, that was the first question. They didn't say, what do you preach? They didn't say, do you preach the Bible? They didn't say, where is your church? They didn't say, what's the nature of your ministry? Anything of that nature at all. They simply said, what denomination are you? And I tell you, there are thousands upon top of thousands of people that makes all the difference in the world with them. Now, that's the only thing they're interested in, is what denomination are you? Are you my denomination? If you're my denomination, I'll say fine. I told one of them, I said, first of all, I'm a Christian. He said, oh. I said, yes, first of all, I'm a born-again child of God. I'm saved by God's marvelous grace. I said, and I told him my denomination. I said, then I'm a Baptist. And he said, oh, and that was it. The other man, I told him nearly the same thing, and he changed the subject immediately, except to say that he went to church, you know. So, my dear friends, there are folks today who are building their entire hope of heaven upon the fact that they belong to some kind of a particular denomination. And evidently, they're convinced that that denominational program, their membership in that denominational program, is going to get them into the kingdom of God. But you see, that's building upon the sand. That's not building upon Christ. That's building upon religion. And anything that is not Christ is surely sand foundation. And then, of course, here we have this matter of baptisms. There are those who think that if they have been baptized by one method or another, that surely they're going to heaven. You'd be surprised at the people today who think that because they were baptized as an infant, I use that term sort of hesitantly, simply because that is not baptism. Sprinkling of water on a baby's head is not baptism. You say, well, preacher, what is it? That's sprinkling water on a baby's head. That's about all it amounts to. Sprinkling water on anybody's head, as far as I'm concerned, is just sprinkling water on somebody's head. The word baptism simply means without any question, to immerse. Now, I don't want to get into that, but I simply wanted to say that there are many people who have been immersed, who are depending upon that. They think that because they were baptized, that now they are saved. I tell you, it's sad, but it's true that there are thousands of people depending upon that for their redemption. Well, that is the flesh. That is sin. That's the works of man's hands. And that is the desire of man to save himself and not build upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there may be some reasons that people don't build on the rock. One, of course, is the opposition of Satan. Satan doesn't care how much religion you get, just as long as you don't get saved. Satan doesn't care how much you go to church and how much you depend upon your religion, just as long as you do not trust Jesus Christ and Him alone for your redemption. So consequently, he's got a battle going against you. And then it's more convenient to build upon the sand. Let's face it, it is. It's more convenient today, and I suppose it always has been. It's more convenient. It's more compatible with the things that are around you. It's easier upon you to build upon the sand, just as it's easier to build a house upon the sand. And they do that down on the coast of South Carolina, and I'm sure in other parts of the world. They build houses. They lay the timbers right on the sand. Sometimes they may dig away the loose sand at the top and then lay the timbers right on the sand, and then they start to build. And they build a good superstructure on top of that sand, and for the most part, unless a hurricane comes or something, or a tidal wave, their houses stand. It's much easier to build upon the sand. If you build upon the rock, then you've got to dig down into the rock, and in order to get level, you have to chip away sometimes some of the rock. Now, that's not true on Christ, of course, but it's much easier. It's much more convenient to build upon the sand. And many today have taken the convenient path. Well, my dear friend, I want you to question yourself today. Have I taken the convenient path? Have I built upon the sand, or have I built upon the rock, Christ Jesus? Am I depending upon my love and my works and my hope and my religion, or am I depending completely and totally upon the Lord Jesus Christ? I hope that you will trust the Lord today. If you have not already done so, let us help you, please, with Christian literature. We'll be more than happy to do so if you'll write and ask for it when you write. Whatever, do not go to hell. Do not die without Christ, but trust Jesus as your Savior today.